Da-da-da-da-da. It's time for a cup of coffee with Thompson. Good morning, listeners.
Goodbye, listeners.
All right, Thompson, I think you want to tell everybody about noble gases.
Helium, neon, argon, krypton, xenon, radon.
That's awesome. Those were the first part of the periodic table you memorized when you were like 2 years old, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you see those at the Chabot, or was it Explorer? Where was it? Was it Explorer? Was Chabot? Where did you see the noble gases exhibit? Hey, noble gases, where did you see them? Were they at Chabot or Exploratorium?
They're not at home, in my book.
They were at home in your book, but didn't you see an exhibit?
I did.
Where? Where?
And Charles Darwin.
At Charles Darwin? Where did you see the noble gases? Come on, don't do this. We just had this talk right before we went on air.
I have my baby and my dog.
Oh, well, what are you going to do? Well, he was talking about noble gases. It's like sometimes a conversation with Thompson is like a fish story. It's like, you know, he'll sit there and... Oh, actually, if you've ever seen Little Britain, he's very much like the dude in the wheelchair. It's like, never says anything but, yeah, I know, yeah, I don't like him, oh, yeah. You know, sort of grunting, and then, but then when he's not on camera, apparently he's like parachuting and riding horses and diving off boards, and you just gotta take my word for it. It's like the one that got away. It's a big fish story. I swear, he was having a complex discussion about Aristotelian mechanics and the fallacies of the crystal spheres and the illusory qualities of a cholera epidemic being prevented by painting your house white and being addicted to sport. Stop. Who was that?
Me.
Who was that all about?
That was all about you.
Well, what do you got to say? You got nothing to say. You got to have something to say.
I have a baby.
You said that already. Something new.
I think there's this little experiment at the Chabot Observatory.
Awesome! Tell me more.
And there's this black hole thing where you can go in and stuff.
Really? You went into a black hole?
Yeah.
That's so awesome. Did the gravity crush you down to the size of an atom?
No.
No. Did you travel through time and space to a new dimension in the universe?
I did.
You did? Awesome. And what was that dimension called?
And there was this big... And there was this big, gigantic astronaut.
Yeah?
And there was this... there was this, I'm sorry, what was that called?
I don't know, I wasn't there. Was it a capsule?
No, and there was this Mercury capsule, and they were going to pretend they were going to the solar system and stuff.
Did you go out in the solar system in the Mercury capsule?
Yeah.
Wow, what planets did you see?
I saw Jupiter and Saturn. And... I'm sorry, Dad. What was this one's name? What was that blue one's name? What's the reed in the back?
That, is it Neptune or is it Uranus?
I think it's Neptune because Neptune just makes... gibberish with Uranus.
Awesome. That is tremendous. What did you think of being inside the capsule? Was that, what did it feel like?
It feel like good. It was very fun.
That is super, super cool. See, that's what we're looking for, Thompson. Now that's good radio there, right there, buddy. That's good radio. Give me five. What's up? Yeah, good radio. Thompson in the morning talking about science and space. And this morning we're putting organic light brown sugar in our French pressed coffee. That's from Organic 365 Whole Foods. I don't know if it is. You can't believe anything on advertising, but we're trying. Now, what are you reading now? What's this book?
Biology.
Biology?
Nope.
Biology?
That'll be biology.
Biology. Ology. Biology. Well, anyways, what are you reading about right here? What is that?
That's just enzymes.
That's just enzymes? What do enzymes do?
The enzyme might tear you all apart.
Kinda, yeah.
They might yank you down to your food butt.
Shoot her food butt. What? Cell.
And it's grounded in DNA, RNA, ribosomes, and enzymes.
Cell, mitochondria, DNA, RNA, ribosomes, enzymes. Is that right?
No, cell, mitochondria, DNA, and RNA, ribosomes, and enzymes.
Awesome. And what if we flip ahead? And what about this? Can you read all those?
Virus, bacteria, protists, fungus, seeds, plants, cucumbers, flower plants, vertebrates,
flowers. What? Flower plant?
No, flowering plants.
Flowering plants, go ahead.
And
well. He reverted to squeak mode. It's great. It makes you wonder. It makes you think about what Einstein would have been like if he'd been born a squeak toy for a dog. I think it would sound sort of like this. On Zan's theory of relativity, is a wee 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 MC squared. Yeah, exactly. That's what I think about wormholes and the possibility of multidimensional space time. And you summed it up in a nutshell. We got to print that equation. We're all out of time. We love you. ELE.
Yowie!